the march of 1,000 members of the Brigade of Midshipmen into Dublin's Aviva Stadium. The crowd in each tier stood tall. The time had come for the green acres of the pitch to turn red, white and blue. The fans had also marched in unison, streaming into the stadium from midday.
My name is Aaron. I'm from Wichita, Kansas, United States, and we're cheering for Notre Dame. People love college football. Most people either went to the college or, you know, they enjoy sports where people actually don't get paid and they can play for fun instead of for money.
Midshipman third class Will McShane, and I'm part of the United States Naval Academy Pipes and Drums. So we're here to support the brigade and the football team as we go on to victory today.
People are telling me that Navy are under pressure.
Under pressure against Notre Dame. You know what? They're a very formidable school, but the Naval Academy always rises to the challenge, and you know, we can take care of business when we need to. So it won't be a repeat of last year. I think it's going to be a very good game.
Others had not traveled as far.
My name is Matt. I play for the Carrickfergus Knights. I'm down here just to see some good quality American football being played. I'm really excited about it. I became a rookie playing American football for Carrickfergus at age 28. I mean, I started very late, and people can start anytime they want. No previous experience. It hurts me being a Penn State fan growing up, but I think Notre Dame's going to win today. I just think they have too much talent outside the ball. But regardless who wins or loses, this is great for American football in Ireland.
The Taoiseach welcomed the teams on the pitch.
Sport is very important to Ireland. It's the soul of the nation in so many ways. Notre Dame and Navy here, an extraordinary spectacle. 35,000 Americans across the Atlantic for this game today. Just shows you what you can actually achieve when the planning is put into it.
And now the moment had come for Notre Dame to play Navy. I can tell you about the padded bodies, the sweat that would whoosh from under helmets when running past, my moment of terror when the ball dropped too close to where I was standing. But it was time to find out what really was going on.
I'm Father Mark Thiesing. I'm a Holy Cross priest at the University of Notre Dame, and I'm the away football chaplain.
Am I right in thinking that you're actually winning at the moment?
Yes, we are winning. It's 20-0 right now. We are winning, and we're very happy. There are about 100 players on the team. There are 11 on the field at a time, and it switches back and forth between offense and defense or special teams for kicking assignments.
Each score would trigger conductors of rival bands into a frenzy, and the cheerleaders performed with glee.
I'm a cheerleader here with the University of Notre Dame. My name is Mariah Burse.
Describe for me what you're wearing.
Oh, this is the Shamrocks uniform. We thought it was fitting for our game here today in Ireland.
Now, the game and the sport is so male-dominated. You get a bit of a hard time when you're cheerleading.
Not at all. We're just really happy to be here, and we're happy to be doing it.
I still don't understand the rules. What I know with certainty is that Notre Dame were the victors, coming out trumps at 50 to Navy's 10, and that both sets of fans partied late into the night.
I am Lieutenant Junior Grade Lisa Matrella. We're going to go out to Temple Bar. We hear it's a good time, so we're going to meet up with a bunch of our alumni friends over there and hopefully have a good time.